Zondervan presents Crimson Eve, Book 3 in the Canner Lake series by Brandolin Collins, read by Buck Scherner. For Sister Number 3, Sandy Shepherd, a.k.a. Perfect Sister, because you are. It helps that you prayed for me to be born. "Shall we never, never get rid of this past?" cried he. "It lies upon the present like a giant's dead body." Nathaniel Hawthorne, The House of Seven Gables. "What is past is prologue." William Shakespeare, The Tempest. "Whatever is has already been, and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account." Ecclesiastes 3:15. Introduction. Dear reader, back for more, are you? In Coral Moon, second in the Canner Lake series, I warned you that the wheels of the roller coaster on which you were about to embark just might leave Earth. For Crimson Eve, I issue a warning of another kind. This roller coaster stays on the track, all right, but it is frighteningly long, its cars stretching so far that the front one catches up to the back. Or is it that the back circles around to meet the front? Imagine being on a ride in which you do not know the start or the end, which car is pushing, which is pulling, which one drives the rickety climb to the top, the stomachless plunge to the bottom, which one determines when you stop, whether or not you've made it to safety. If you find your way off this thing, you might look about you, check your possessions. Not everyone who boards leaves with all that was brought. I'll let